14-day live for my Atman. My whole being is my heart. 40-day sadhana, be in my heart, feet on the ground, slow roots, steep, savor, infuse. Global leadership initiative. What can I say yes to? Cultivate courage, one small thing daily that takes courage, 5 of 7 days every week. Embrace my ego, ego loving. Opening the valves, spiral, align my spine, agmora. Breathe every moment, be present without distraction. Being and expressing purely from my core. I dedicate my life to the divine. Zero tolerance to inner aggression. Detachment and devotion. Think from my heart. Move from my heart. Selfless service. Give the fruits of my labor to God. What began to shift, what was so remarkable as I continued my sadhana, was how I began to migrate from my head to my heart. How I began to migrate from my head to my heart. We are all born of a mind. We are born of an idea. The original story, this was its first verse. It is in the embodiment, it is in the birth that an idea, an insight, it comes to the earth. It is manifested, it takes on a form. Until then, it is merely an idea. It is insignificant, small. We got stuck in the concept. We got stuck in the head. We got stuck in the birthing. Now it's time to complete. Now it is time to complete. It is time to complete. And so begin to think through your heart. Wean yourself from thinking in your head. It may seem quizzical in the beginning. Just keep with it. You're nearly there. Once your wiring shifts, as mine did, you will shine a love so bright, you will never think as one dear. You will receive divine light. Your mind was never ever meant to be an isolation tank. It was meant to be your wiring, your antenna, your receiving bank. Think not of this. It's not a puzzle. Simply take these simple steps. It's a two-step journey. Release one foot and then the next. Take one foot out of your head's thinking. Place it instead inside your heart, and then the other, and before you know it, both feet, they'll be in your heart. Stand firmly inside your heart's yearning. This is your beacon. It is your light. That for which you're most deeply yearning, this is my love. Hold to it tight. I love you deeply. This is your lifeline. Hold on to it. Let me pull you in. All you need is to surrender. Let me. I will pull you in. 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 In similar fashion, you've been stuck, been mired in anchors, old fossilized stuff. You must release your former grounding. Be now grounded inside your heart. Be now grounded inside your heart. Be now grounded in your heart, my friend. Be now grounded in your heart. Move your body from your heart strings. Let heart be your puppeteer. Surrender motion to it completely. Let your heart be the one to steer. Like a child in joyous laughter, let yourself now play with this. How is it different? How is it lighter when you allow your heart to steer? Let this be playful. Let this be joyous. This is how it is for me. For heart is my true only measure. Heart is how it is I'm free. You are like me. We're brother, sister, husband, wife, we're cat and dog. Every creature since the beginning, everything since the fall, every atom, every speck of ether, every star on every night, all of this is, all is in this. All exists within this light. All exists within the light, dear. All exists within the light. All exists within the light, dear. All exists within the light. Selfless service. Give the fruits of my labor to God. Give the fruits of my labor to God. For all is of God, and God is of all. Nothing exists outside of God. Once you realize this, you will understand all that has ever happened, including the fall. For nothing is lost here, everything is gained here. And as you do remember this great story, this book, that all precious energy, which is all of creation, is enfolded once and again in God's flock, then there is no suffering. There's no more duration. For time itself, it comes complete. There's pure stillness and infinite elation, for all is together, all is replete. The universe, it is unfolding at light speed. It's difficult, this, you to see from your sight. As you do remember love and light in your heart, dear, this too you'll remember. It is quite the sight. For all it is shifting, the great cosmos awaking. For everything slept, yes, with you, my dear. You were not the only agent who long time did slumber. Everything did, yes, everything did. Except for the souls who have been holding ballast. The souls, your great friends, who did never leave home. They have been awake, dear. They have never slumbered. And they have always been watching you, your every move. For 'twas they who have been guiding you for eons, for millennia, how to maneuver yourself to home. Just like on a board game, an intricate play space, it's been difficult for you to see, easy for them. It's all about vantage, the ability to overview, the dominion, the vantage, it is all from above. Even this is a riddle, for up there and down here, they're both the same, dear, this too you'll soon know. For one story's been playing throughout all of the ages. The costuming's changed, and the sets they have too, yet within its core essence, the very same players have been coming and recoming to complete it right. Completion is unity. It is all souls reuniting. There is nothing outside of this. There is only light. There is only light. There is only light. There is only light.